The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's five-star review, titled "Don't Miss a Single Episode" by Lifer917, "Build Your Tribe" has become part of my morning routine. I look forward to every Tuesday and Thursday morning so that my daughter and I can listen and be inspired as I drive her to school. I just finished episode 363 with Kathy Heller, and wowzer, that might be my favorite episode ever, and just what I needed to hear this morning. I don't know how Shalene always seems to know what I need to hear on any given day. I may have to go and listen to 363 again. It was that good. Love ya. Mean it.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Hey, so this Quick Tip Tuesday is being recorded from the front seat of my vehicle, obviously. And we do this sometimes on Tuesdays. It's content that we want to get to you quickly. And so this is just the fastest way to do it. What am I using? My iPhone, no special microphone. I'm just literally recording using the voice memo. And I'm in my car and I'm on a relatively quiet drive. I'm heading to my home right now. We live on a stretch of the beach where there's like this really long, I guess you would call like a, it's like a driveway or a street, if you will, but it's like a private street. So you have to go 5 miles per hour, or there's this man halfway down our road who will come chasing after you with his poodle under his arm, screaming that you're going 6 miles per hour. I kid you not. So we're legit going 5 miles per hour. Anyways, today I want to talk to you about promoting that one piece of content. For some of you, that's going to be your podcast. So if you're a podcaster, like, this is really, really important for you to listen to. But maybe it's a Facebook Live that you did, or a Facebook video, or it's some piece of content that's really important. Maybe it's because it includes an opt-in, something that builds your email list. It's just something you need to promote. Maybe it's a YouTube video. If you've got a YouTube channel, this is also a really important thing for you to consider. We have now the ability to create a piece of content and then use our other platforms to promote it. And the biggest mistake I see people making is how they're using those other platforms to promote it. So let's talk about what not to do first. If you have a podcast and you have an episode that you want people to listen to, you've got to change it up. Or what you're doing, if you're doing it all the time, it becomes white noise. About maybe 6 months ago, podcasters discovered this really cool kind of little app that would show the wave files of you speaking. So you, what you could do is put up an image, usually the cover art for your podcast, right? And then you just play this like little clip, like maybe it was a 1 minute awesome, juicy little sound bite from your interview or from your podcast. And you'd post it up to your stories and it would show a little sound wave. Or maybe you'd even post it to your Instagram feed. You probably picked up pretty quickly on the fact that that doesn't do well. People don't find it very useful or interesting, so it's going to tank in terms of your likes and shares, etc. When those first came out, it was different and new, and so people were like, oh, what's this? But now it's white noise. Everybody has them, and that doesn't do well. So I don't recommend that. The next thing I see a lot of podcasters and YouTubers doing is just taking a screenshot of their latest episode, whether it's the latest video that they've uploaded or the latest podcast that they've uploaded. They take a screenshot of that and then they just share it in one single post. It's up, they'll say, or like, you know, swipe up and listen. Also, it's fine, but it's not the best way to do it. So let's talk about if I had a YouTube or a podcast out today that I wanted people to listen to. Now, I produce 5 podcasts a week, so I can't do this every single day, but probably once a week, I know that there's one episode that's, you know, it's going gangbusters. Like, it's a banger. and I know it's getting legs and it's reaching new people and it's the kind of thing that people are sharing, then I want to keep that virality. I want to keep that momentum. How about that? Moving forward. So what I will do, and again, you could insert whether it's a YouTube, doesn't matter, or a podcast or a piece of content on Facebook, whatever. Here's the exact scenario that I would do. First of all, I would create context around it. A recent example is I first realized, okay, I want to do an episode explaining to, well, I think I put it up here on Build Your Tribe as well. Yes, I did it as a bonus episode. I want to create an episode where I am explaining to parents what life looked like when our kids were little and we were trying to build a business. Specifically, I wanted to share all of the ways that we had help and how we prioritized it when we had no money, honey. When there was no money, what was the first thing we invested in? What did that look like? And how did it change our lives? And how did we manage it? And what didn't we outsource? And what did we outsource? And in terms of like raising a family, what things did we have help with? Because now our children are older, so I don't talk about it as much, but I realize I've got a lot of new listeners who are in that season of their lives and they need to know with transparency what that looks like. And also because I think it's just a crime that so many successful leaders and entrepreneurs who are parents, they kind of put out the fact that they're parents and they do all the like, look at us, here we are, family. But they don't mention the fact that the reason why they're able to be present and do these fun things and their house looks amazing and organized and their kids' hair is combed is because they have a lot of help. So it was kind of like me getting up on a soapbox and saying, listen, y'all, we need to be honest and there's no shame in having help. That's the whole point is if you're a true leader, you want to lead others and they need to know that they need help too. So let's be transparent and honest about it. And so that's the podcast that I recorded, basically, in a nutshell. But as you can tell, like that gets me riled up. So the first thing I want to do is just go to Instagram stories and I will just go direct to camera and rant about this very topic. So I do that. I go on a little rant and throughout it, I'm saying, you know, this is the topic of a podcast. Now I'm just touching on some concepts, but I go into detail in today's podcast, guys. So be sure to listen to that. And I try to create some controversy and curiosity. You don't go to Instagram stories and tell your viewers everything that's in your YouTube video or everything that's in your podcast or whatever it is that you're promoting. You want to build curiosity. Think about the way television networks promote an upcoming episode. There's a cliffhanger. There's that curiosity. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what her opinion is. And so I might say something like, you know, and I've got a real opinion to share with you about people who have nannies. And then you're like, oh, what does that mean? Does that mean that she's going to take a stance or is she in support of? Like, you know, so I don't spell it out. You want to create some curiosity there. And it's also direct to camera. Like it's engaging. And speaking of engaging, I'm also going to put a few like quizzes and polls and questions that they can respond to on top of my little direct to camera content so that they're actually interacting. You don't just want to be a talking head. You want to give your audience the opportunity to be a part of the dialogue. And then I might screenshot some of people's answers and post that up too. All the while I'm doing that, there will be a swipe up on, you know, probably every other clip. And that's promotion. In addition to that, I might create an Instagram IGTV around that content, especially if I know it's something that's got some legs, something that, you know, people are talking about. Well, yeah, I've done a podcast on it and it resonated, but not everybody's a podcast listener. So what I can do now is create an IGTV. Or I can, even better yet, I can go live and just share my thoughts. I can save that live and turn that into an IGTV. And during the course of that live, I can say exactly the same things I would have said in a story, but expand upon it. And, you know, again, creating that curiosity, giving them a reason why they want to listen, telling them where to listen, and explaining those things to people. And those are what you can do to in your live. You save it to your camera roll and then you just upload it as an IGTV. Now you can edit it if you want. My favorite editing tool at the moment, woohoo, is Video Leap. I think there's a fee for it. It's worth every penny. Thank you to my friend Christine Dwyer, who told me about this app. Oh, it's a game changer. It's better than iMovie. It's better than all the other apps I've ever used to edit my videos on my phone. It's the bomb. It's so great. Okay. And you can subtitle with it and everything. So that's how you do it. Then you can create a reason and context and curiosity on all these other platforms, driving people to the content that you want to promote. Another thing that I will throw in there from time to time, I don't do it all the time because you don't want anything to turn into white noise. Your social media needs to feel like a little bit of a pattern interrupt, right? It needs to feel like, oh, what is this? Not when I see it, I'm like, oh, I know what this is. For example, there's like this social media influencer, and actually she's not a social media influencer. She's a reality star. And I can always tell when she's about to do a sponsored story because she sits down. She's always like hair and makeup. And she's in her kitchen. You can see her like tapping the hands-free part on her phone. And then she sits back and she goes through this like really horribly phony dialogue about why you need to buy this, whatever it is that she's promoting. And then you see her lean forward and tap the phone again to turn off the hands-free recording. I don't know if she realizes this, but every time I see her go to do a hands-free recording, I'm like, oh, here comes a phony promotion in something that she doesn't even believe in. Because the rest of the time when she's doing her social, she's just holding her phone and talking to it. So you have to like be aware of like what things you're tipping people off on that they can tune it out, right? Oh yeah. So I do this from time to time. It's like, let's say I have a guest on my show. Rather than me telling you about blah, 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 I will tell them, hey, record me a quick video on your phone and just say like, I was just on Chalene Johnson's podcast and today, here's some of what I'm going to share with you. I'm really excited for you to listen to this. That way, if you tell them kind of what you want them, like how to lead into it, etc., they've recorded the video and you tell them, I'm going to share it on my social. That would be great. 9 times out of 10, they're going to share it on their social too. And that's a win-win. Because once you have a podcast, you've heard previous episodes about how to, you know, get more people to listen to your podcast or your YouTube channel or whatever it is. Getting a big named person isn't going to help you. It just doesn't. It doesn't help your numbers. A lot of times people think, oh, this person will promote the fact that they're on my show. No, they won't. And it's not because they're not nice people. It's because they have their own stuff to promote, number one. Number two, they're probably doing a bajillion interviews. And I try to promote from time to time, at least once a week, I try to promote one of the shows that I was on. If I, every day, my social was just flooded with me promoting other people's podcasts that I've been on, you're like, why are you doing this? We already know all about you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't count on the people who you interview promoting their appearance on your show. You just can't, and you shouldn't. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try to get those interviews because those are really interesting people and they're great people to network with, but don't count on using that for your promotion. It's all about you promoting it, giving your people a reason why to listen, framing it in a couple different ways depending on what social media platform you're on, and keeping that dialogue going in a timely fashion and then moving on to the next topic. So examples of all of these things are below in my show notes. The examples that I just shared with you on how I did this around a recent topic, you'll see a link to my IGTV. You'll see a link to my newsfeed. You'll see a link to my podcast. You'll see a link to all those things so you can see kind of how I did that. And of course, if you're following me on Instagram, you'll see how this, it shouldn't feel strategic. It doesn't feel like white noise. It feels different every day. And that's the key. Keep it fresh. All right. That's it for today. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Y'all, we're done. If you've got an extra couple of minutes, I sure would appreciate it if you took just a second to give us a review on whatever app you're listening to this, whether it's iTunes or Spotify or whatever. If you write us a review, please screenshot it. And then tag me on Instagram, because if you're featured on an upcoming episode, you get a prize. Once a month, we're giving away a $2,000 scholarship to the Marketing Impact Academy, and I would love for that to be you. And even if you don't win that, you will be notified. We give out every single day hundreds of dollars worth of gifts for people who are kind enough to take the time to leave a review, because podcasts at the moment are free. I wonder if there's going to come a day where we're like, Dude, do you remember when podcasts were free? I don't know. Interesting. All right. Love you. Mean it. Talk to you Thursday.
I want to share with you an opportunity to work with myself and my husband, Brett. As you know, if you are a regular listener of The Chalene Show or you follow me on social media, like, family is central to everything that I do. It's how I have lived my life. It's how I've built my career, how we've kept our marriage together. That's been our central focus. It's one of the reasons why I created a journal that would help me to align my life in such a way that I could accomplish all the things that I wanted to do, things that made me feel purpose-driven, made us feel purpose-driven, allowed us to build our business, to do so in such a way that we were able to honor our family. And we've heard from so many of you that you struggle in that area. And that's why we are offering a coaching program that isn't for everybody. Brett and I have decided we want to work with those of you who are go-getters. This doesn't necessarily mean you're a business owner. It means that you have things you want to accomplish. You have goals that you want to master. You want to do something more, but at the same time, you struggle with how to balance that with family. So we're doing something called Push Goal Coaching. You can learn more about it by going to pushgoalcoaching, that's hard to say, .com. I can't promise you, based on the time or when you're listening to this, that it will be available. We're going to do 30-day coaching sessions. It is a new adventure for us. We've been doing this privately for years, but it's something we realize there's a need for others, something we wanted to make very affordable because this is, we believe, our purpose. We believe we've really figured out a way to do it, and we want to help others by sharing our systems, by sharing how we were able and continue to this day honor our family and still master our goals, but do so with family in mind. So if that's you, if you are a family-oriented person and you're also interested in goal setting and goal mastery, if you're planning on starting a family and you want to know how to set yourself up for success now, this is for you. We've priced it affordably, under $200 for 30 days of virtual coaching with myself and my husband. To learn more, please go to pushgoalcoaching.com.